Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
You know, there's green shoots emerging everywhere from this COVID nightmare. This is another one. Now, this came out last Friday and I haven't had a chance to get to it yet. It was in the Cairns Post and it's about live theatre returning to our city, which is beaut for a whole lot of people. It's been so quiet, dead as a doornail, and that's been bad for the audiences, but it's been worse for those who do the performances. Here's what Jack Laurie wrote. A pair of Cairns performers are bringing back musical theatre to the city in a big way with a toe-tapping romantic production launching early next year. Andrea Alame and Michael Lee Porter will star in the modern musical The Last 5 Years at the Tanks Arts Centre. Now, this will be opening next month in January. Alame and Porter star as Kathy and Jamie in this American musical written by Jason Robert Brown. I won't go on with the details because I've actually got Andrea Alame, the Cairns-based singer, on the line set to go. Yes, she is. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, John. How are you?
Isn't it good to get going again? When I read this the other day, I thought, oh, this is just, you know, coming out of hibernation in such a big way. Everyone will be looking forward to this, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Now, talk to me about the downtime. You've said in this little article how frustrating it was. Of course, I presume for a whole lot of people in your industry, depressing. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was really strange. It was really strange. I think overnight I lost 56 gigs, just wiped out a whole pile of gigs. And then it was like, gosh, what am I going to do with my time? And so ended up doing some online streaming stuff, which was really fun. And then started looking into ideas for potentially doing a musical.
Now, 56 gigs, as you put it, this was back in March, was it? In one night,
yep.
56 cancelled.
Yep. Over a couple of days, yeah.
Tell me that wasn't depressing.
Oh, it was very depressing. But thank goodness for government support for all of the artists. I mean, JobKeeper has sort of kept me afloat.
Yeah, but talk to me about creativity in circumstances like that. You would have really had to focus, obviously, to stop falling into a funk. Talk to me about the creative juices, if you like.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. And so, you know, took to the online streaming, even did my celebrants training in lockdown. So that's another thing under my belt, which is kind of cool, diversifying that way professionally. But then, yeah, just thinking outside the box in how can you put on a production that's COVID safe. It forces creativity, quite honestly.
I didn't know you were becoming a wedding celebrant.
Well, I actually didn't either until I thought about it a couple of years ago. And then I was going to actually do it in person probably later this year. And then it's just everything with lockdown. I thought I'm going to be productive with my time and do that as well.
Well, this is perfect for you because you could preside over the ceremony and then be the entertainer at the reception.
Well, that is the goal. So ideally, the singing celebrant.
It's perfect.
Available for hire. Yeah.
Now, you better tell us about this show that's coming up in January. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful musical that I actually first saw 19 years ago in Toronto when I was back living in Canada. And it's just, I've always loved it. Beautiful music, great story. It's a two-hander, so myself and Michael Lee Porter, we play a couple who fall in love and then fall out of love. But the unique thing about it is, the story is told in chronological order from his point of view and reverse chronological order from my point of view. So it's quite clever.
Talk about the music side of it. How many songs are we talking about and the style?
So the style is modern musical theater. Off the top of my head, I think there's about 15 or 16 songs from memory. Yeah. It's come out in the last 20 years. So it's more of a modern musical, but it's that kind of Broadway kind of belty music theater sound. So some people might not have seen me do that kind of thing. So I'm really excited to do something a little bit different.
Yeah, it's about two New Yorkers. Your accent would pass, I guess, for something like New York. But what about the accent of Michael Lee Porter? Does he actually contrive an American accent, or does he just get by with his Aussie accent?
No. He's got a quite a good American accent. So Michael's really impressive on stage. And that's another reason I'm really excited to do this, is because we've worked together creatively 3 times before this, but always with him either directing or music directing me. And so this is the first time we get to be on stage together, which is so exciting. So yeah, no, he's great. His accent's really good.
Now, how do people get organized to go along to it? It's at the Tanks. Here we go. January 15, 16, 17. 22, 23, 24. How do people get involved?
Yeah, if they go to TicketLink, we're on sale already. So it's a great Christmas gift idea if anyone's still looking.
Now, can you ring, because I'll probably forget because it's into next year, in the week before that January 15, 16, 17, if there are still seats available, so we can remind people. I think this is terrific. This is happening. That's exactly what's going to lift people's spirits. Live entertainment coming back again. By the way, will there be COVID restrictions at all?
So at this stage, as of I think 2 weeks ago, all live venues opened up to full capacity. So fingers crossed, nothing changes. Let's just hold out till, you know, the end of January and beyond, hopefully.
And you give me a call back 7th or 8th or whatever it is of January next year.
Would love to. Thank you, John.
Good luck, Andrea Alamey. She's the Cairns-based singer. And there it is once again. That's the Tanks. It's Tank 5, January 15, 16, 17, 22, 23 and 24.